I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is out in Los Angeles this morning, as usual. And the lovely Roberta Fasanelli in New York City with the issues of the day and the things that people will be talking about. We're going to have a conversation with Jada Pinkett Smith, who is the producer of a new... This is a television show or a movie, Jennifer?
This is a movie.
Mm-hmm. It is, okay.
AMC Today, yes.
Yeah, right. This is a story of Angela Davis, who had lots of political connections. It's actually a powerful story, so we'll talk to her about that in a moment. Speaking of powerful stories, there's something floating around today that is different than what we had thought regarding the death of Natalie Wood, a big film star. She died falling off of a boat, supposedly, that was occupied by three people: her husband Robert Wagner, and their friend Christopher Walken. So the speculation has been for years that Walken was having an affair with Wood. Apparently, that is not the case. So the news story, which not too many people had thought of.
Oh, no.
Yes, exactly.
What?
Go ahead, Jennifer. You can do the dirty work.
Oh, thank you. Well, this actually, to me, it plays out and makes some sense. Because, you know, when you hear all these theories, you have to actually visualize them in your brain and think, will this make really, you know, does this have any sense to it? But maybe. The National Enquirer revealed that the new theory is that Natalie Wood may have walked in on her husband, Robert Wagner, doing the horizontal mambo with Christopher Walken.
Oh, no.
Which caused Natalie Wood and Robert Wagner to fight, and then ultimately led to her being so upset that she had this unexplained drowning, you know, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
So this
wow.
is not just something that's coming out of the ethos. Apparently, some lifeguard who kept a log of what was going on.
It's torn and unreadable in parts, but the portion that is legible reads, quote, also known, Chris Walken and Robert Wagner were engaged in sexual activity in cab of boat. That Miss Woods found both of them together, stated they took her away in a, and then that's gone, was the last time she was seen alive. The lifeguard was working the night that Natalie Woods died, and he said he made notes after the detectives in the case told him it was a possible scenario they were looking into as a motive for a crime that may have been committed.
Yeah.
This goes back to 1981.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. So, there's something to chew on. It's a bad choice of words,
wow.
Sorry. Anyway, Jada Pinkett Smith, in just a moment, stand by on Good Day.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
You woke up this
morning, looked at your picture. Think about when I'ma get with ya. Hit ya on your two-way, simply to say. I got to see you today, they say. Love is a gamble, and if so, baby, I'm the Bellagio. I can't lose, and I guess that made you the mirage. Wait, you more exotic than that. You like the Taj Mahal, mama. You a treasure to me. Life with you is a pleasure to me, and I'ma make sure no man ever measure to me. Like running D, you and D are together forever. I got an interview to do. Then, who the plane at two?
I love this.
Wear that black dress, boo.
Could there be more talent in their house, do you think?
Let's listen to Jada come in with Will.
A thousand kisses from you is never too much. Never too much, never too much, never too much.
The voice of Jada Pinkett Smith on Good Day, 12 after the hour. Jada Pinkett Smith, American actress, singer, songwriter, businesswoman, wife of Will Smith. She started back in 1990, Richie, made a guest appearance on True Colors, which wasn't around for that long, but she was in A Different World. That was the Bill Cosby show.
Mm-hmm.
She was opposite Eddie Murphy in The Nutty Professor. She's been in a lot of different dramatic films and has now put together a film that she wants to spend some time talking about. Free Angela and All Political Prisoners tells the story of how a young professor's social justice activism implicates her in a botched kidnapping attempt that ends with a bloody shootout there. Well, there's a whole story from the FBI. I'll get to that in a second. Jada Pinkett Smith, welcome to Good Day. Nice to have you here. I don't think we've talked to you before.
No, but I have to tell you, you guys made me smile. You took me back with that song. I haven't heard
love,
it in years.
Love that song, 1,000 Kisses. Love it.
That's a good
great
thing.
Way to start my morning. Thank
How
you
about,
for that.
Let's, well, then let's talk about your children. I bet you that that's a great way. Everybody talks about Will and you. You both have established careers, but now your children are establishing themselves. And I wonder at what point the two of you, i.e. you and your husband, saw something in your children. Did you encourage it, or did it just come out and you decided, okay, we ought to do something with this?
You know, it's so funny because Willow and Jaden both saw it in themselves. I mean, I've always seen it in my children, but I wasn't going to necessarily tell them to pursue, a career in the business. But it started with Jaden when we were sitting at the table and Will and I were talking about auditions for his son that he was looking for, A Pursuit of Happiness, and how difficult of a time they were having. And Jaden just said, Daddy, I can do it.
And I've got experience here.
And I looked at Will, and, Will said, do you want to audition? And in that moment, Jaden said yes, and then I pulled Will aside. I said, Will, I need to make it very clear to you, if he auditions, he's going to get the role. So I said, I need you to be clear that this is something you really want to do. And Jaden auditioned like 3 times. Even the studio at first did not want Jaden in Pursuit of Happiness. They just didn't think that it would work, and they had a problem with Jaden actually being Will's real son. But nobody could come in and do a better job than him. They had no choice. It got to the point that I even pulled him out. I said, he will not audition again. If you want him, you come see us, and if you don't, then it's fine. And eventually they came back and hired him.
Really?
See, people think because he's Will's son, he would have had it much easier. And the problem is, they actually don't. They don't have it easier. People question you even more, So it was an interesting ride. And then Willow, when we were in China, she made a song and said, Mommy, I want to sing.
And boy, can she.
She's
so good.
Fact that you guys actually pulled off a remake of The Karate Kid, and everybody liked it, and it was a great remake, to me, was the most impressive thing, because there's a movie where you go, you're messing with my movies from my childhood.
Yeah, yeah, you guys absolutely. Did it. Congratulations. Absolutely. That was challenging for us.
I'm sure.
We took that challenge on. Mm.
All right, so the movie that you're working with and associated with now, Free Angela and All Political Prisoners, is this a story that means something to you other than telling a story, the root of the story? How deep does that go with you?
I tell you, when I first saw this documentary, I was quite surprised that I didn't know the story. And in the way, I thought that I knew the Angela Davis story, and I actually thought I knew this era as well. And what I realized is this is a very important part of American history, despite how you might feel about Angela Davis's personal convictions or even her personal political views. This is still a very important aspect, a very important piece of our American history. And I had no idea how impactful this particular Angela Davis was during this time, not only in our nation, but really with the world.
All right, let's see, Janet, let me just,
you know, it resonated with me in the idea that I deserve the right to know this story, and so do the rest of us. And I was very upset that
I hadn't been taught
history this way in school. And so I right away I decided I had to assist this movie in any way possible.
Okay, so let's talk a bit about Angela Davis. Just a quick thumbnail sketch for those who do not remember her politics, for those who do not remember her being charged as a terrorist. What is her story? Because it does go back 40 years.
Yeah, it does. She began as a professor at, she was starting out at UCLA as a professor, and it was found that she was part of the Communist Party, so she was released from UCLA. And then she, from there, received many, many death threats and felt the need to purchase several guns, which ended up being a part of a crime, a murder in Marin County, in which she was accused of being a part of. And so the story is basically surrounding this trial and her involvement in this particular incident.
Mm-hmm. So you felt it was important because the story, you don't think, got told correctly through the years?
Oh, no, I think that it got told, you know, kind of through a narrow view. What I didn't recognize was she really became kind of a figure of justice and freedom. And for many people in our nation and around the world, based upon the idea of the necessity of her being able to have whatever political views she may choose and having a fair trial. And like I said before, it was very interesting because it really displayed or illuminated a shift in consciousness of Americans and how, once again, people might not have agreed with her convictions, but Americans believe that she deserved a fair trial, even though she was a black female who was a communist. So you start to see a shift in America's consciousness as far as the beliefs of equality, mm-hmm. And justice.
Yep.
And it was a very illuminating time, and I think that it was a time that helped to create the past and the America that we live in today.
Free Angela and All Political Prisoners is the movie. Look for it. Jada Pinkett Smith, producer on that movie. Thanks, Jada.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. cleaning. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Jennifer loves Alabama.
You know it.
Crank it up, Richie. 40-hour week. You're going to get paid a lot more money if you're working for
40
minimum,
hours.
Minimum wage. Right, yeah, 40-hour work week.
What's that? I need you.
But if you work in New York City, Roberta wants you to get paid like time and a half for everything you do. $15 an hour. Right, nice job, Roberta. So what did they make in before? The $10. Usually everybody rounds
up. I'm not a slumlord like you guys.
Please.
Thank God, love Roberta.
I've seen that apartment you put Doug in.
Yeah, right. Complain to the city fathers about that. Running here 5 past the hour from this number one album. I think it was called 40 Hour Week. Wasn't the album the big single was the 40 Hour Week, but also I think that was the album as well. First in line when it comes to popular songs this day, 1985 for Alabama. Moving around there. Okay, last night on the David Letterman program, the basketball player, in case you forget the story of this youngster, Kevin Ware.
Can you hear me?
Last week.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, how are you?
All right, let me introduce this to you. This is a kid who broke his leg, and everybody talked about how horrible it was to look at it. He showed up with David Letterman last night and a top 10 list that pretty much it takes every angle, if you'll pardon the pun, of this story from this past week. Go ahead now.
I said something to my...
Have we got it?
Yeah, but he was chatting with him a little bit first. All right, so...
You know, I've been walking on crutches since I was able to wake up the next day. I'm one of those guys that really want to be dependable on myself, and everybody having to change me and wash me and do all kinds of things. It's really
all right, so where's on the obvious thing? The obvious thing that they need to do is take him to a point where he can do a top 10 list about himself. And so that's what we have here. The top 10
category
list.
Thoughts going through Kevin Ware's mind at this moment right here. Here we go, Paul. Number 10.
What was that loud cracking sound?
Gross.
Number 9.
I hope this doesn't leave a bruise.
Yeah. Number 8.
Hey, look, my tibia.
That's right. Number 7.
Ouch.
Yeah. Number 6.
Did it go in?
Mm-hmm. Number five.
Oh, boy. Hospital food.
Mm-hmm. Number four.
Tape it up, coach. I'm staying in.
Yeah. Number three.
They fired Leno?
Number two.
Heat than ice or ice than heat.
Yeah, we don't know. And the number one thought going through Kevin Ware's mind at the moment of the broken leg.
At least my break is not busted.
That's right.
Okay. People were like vomiting watching that poor injury.
Oh, yeah. It was brutal.
And the best one was they fired Leno.
That's funny. I know.
Okay. Food for thought here, whether we go any further with it or not. The Associated Press, which has turned lunatic left in its coverage of the news, announces that they will no longer use the phrase illegal immigrant in any story that they publish, print, or spread around.
No more attention to them anymore.
Illegal immigrant can't be used anymore by the Associated Press. 28 after the hour. Good day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Author Helen Brown's book, Cleo, How a Cat Mended a Family, was an international bestseller about her own cat, Cleo, and its impact on her family after the tragic loss of her son. Her newest book, Cats and Daughters, They Don't Always Come When Called, picks up with her family's new cat and her relationship with her daughter.
Cats and Daughters is ultimately a story about acceptance because, you know, whether you're a mother or a pet owner, when you first get that little creature and hold it in your arms, whether it's a human or a kitten, this huge surge of emotion comes over you. You want to protect that creature. You want to feed it and nurture it and shelter it from every harm. And, you know, the downside of those wonderful emotions is a kind of bossiness, a controlling side. And, you know, you can push that down. But ultimately, if you've done your job properly, that creature is going to grow and become its own self. And in the case of a daughter, she's going to want to create her own life. And in the case of our cat, you basically have to love him as he is. And for all his quirks, he has some terrible ways of punishing us when we don't do what he wants us to do. And some of them are barely mentionable on radio. And, you know, it's a little bit like that poem from the 60s. If you love something, set them free. And I must say, I had to learn that the hard way.
That's author Helen Brown on her newest book, Cats and Daughters. They Don't Always Come When Called. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Time is 33 after the hour. With Roberta Fasanelli, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. The discussion of guns this week, the NRA announcing school safety plans that ought to be put into effect, at least from their point of view. And I'm beginning to change a bit. Thinking on
change
this.
How?
Only because, well, think about it for a second. In order to defend the president, the president is defended with guns.
Yeah.
Congressmen defended with guns.
Absolutely.
Governors are defended with guns.
Will Smith, probably.
That's celebrities are defended.
That's an argument that is made with quite a bit.
The biggest chunk sporting of democracy
events,
that is
guns.
That's what gets me.
Jewelry stores.
Yeah.
Security guards with guns.
You
banks,
want me to
security
give up
guards
my gun?
With guns.
Give up your
office buildings. Security guards with guns.
Yes.
Factories. Security
keep
guards
going.
With
I'm
guns.
I'm liking this. Yes.
Courts. There are just the guns are everywhere except in school. So, is this something that we ought to give another thought? I don't care for the NRA's approach to how they're handling this, but I'm beginning to think there may be something to the argument. As much as I don't really want to see guns at school, when you look at it that way, all of those and many others, you think the school's being a gun-free zone. As a matter of fact, I think there was a sign outside. Of if it wasn't this school, there was another school. I saw a sign anyway. This is a gun-free zone.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there are no guns, you call somebody who has a gun in case of an emergency. A gun is brought to the premises. That was the first thing that happened when those police officers came to the school. They drew their guns.
Right.
So are we being, I don't know if hypocritical, Roberta,
my brother carries a gun into a school every single day.
Right.
Yeah.
Your brother is stationed at a school. That's his job.
Right.
To be at a school to run herd on people that are,
it's in a hood,
18
yeah.
years old. They're in a hood. But think about this from the point of view of those of us who might have first thought this wasn't a good idea. When you come to the party with the idea that all of the when I went through that list of people, the circumstances, facilities that are protected with guns, and we all think that schools are filled with our most precious, prized possessions.
Yeah.
So why don't we have guns to protect them if we have guns to protect all these other people that we just enumerated?
No argument.
Roberta.
No argument.
Okay. Yeah, no argument.
No. All right. So then maybe we ought to stop. Again, the NRA and their plan, or at least the way they present their plan, is not among the favored views from a lot of people, whether they're left or right, because they just don't do a good job of presenting themselves. But that doesn't belay the argument. The argument may be a good one, and one for more thorough national discussion.
I'm so into the mental health side of this whole gun debate that I could care less about the gun laws and care more about the people who are running around our streets half whacked.
Well, there's another thing, and the consideration of the news media in all of this, and the way the news media portrays various things, the thought of what is priority, and the protection of the children or the NRA. I'm tired of the NRA getting as much of the focus here as they are. They get all the play because the news media, for whatever the reason, wants to paint them as bad guys, or many of them in the news media want to paint them as bad guys.
Hey, listen, and it's easy to paint somebody as a bad guy when you have 20 kids gunned down, and then they're out there defending the guns. It's hard to look good in that situation. It's really hard. But that's
the way
their
of
job.
Doing it.
They have to.
Well, but they don't have to do it the way they do it. But I don't think that's
just
takes
hard.
Put them aside, the Second Amendment Foundation, the Gun Owners of America, NRA, all of them have a message, and remember, they're there to make these people all need jobs, and they scare everybody. They get the cooperation of the press, so you'll send more donations to give Larry Pratt a job, Wayne LaPierre a job, whoever's at the Second Amendment Foundation. All these people need to have jobs, and so you're sending in money based on what scare tactics the news media. You're suckers. In a way, and so we go back to, I have my one focus on the gun lobbyists and then the issue itself, and then I want to go one step further in the food for thought department as to how I always or frequently use the news media as a scapegoat, but I think they are the scapegoat, or they ought to be the scapegoat, or maybe scapegoat isn't the right word. They ought to be the focus because of the... the assumption here is, and I'm also not being fair with you, because the assumption is you buy their garbage, that you buy into the crud that they spread, but yet... Well, think about, a lot of the radio stations that carry this program are basically serious, politically based. During the rest of the day, they have a lot of the right people and the left people, and it's all politics all the time. But yet, we all play into this, what's in the news is what we talk about. So that's why, there was some legitimate question about Benghazi, for example. Four people were dead, but how much coverage has there really been about that in comparison to the football player at the same time? The two stories that were in the news at the time, President Benghazi, the people dead over there, versus the football player who lied about his girlfriend that wasn't real.
Manti Te'o.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, how much time was spent on that story at the same time as there were four people who were killed, and then we look at this guy who has a fake girlfriend. Who cares? But yet that received much more. If you look back at the coverage, that received much more coverage than did what happened in Benghazi. And so you just think about what people's priorities are. And I'm not criticizing. You have the priorities that you want. But when it comes right down to it, we say, our opinions are based on what we hear, what we are exposed to. How much of what your opinions every day, things that you think are actually independent thoughts? How many of you have opinions based on what you really feel, what you really think, what you really know, what you really hear, versus how you're influenced by those things that may be around that you agree with?
Don't you think there are very few independent thoughts left anymore? I mean, I think we'd all like to say that we all have independent thoughts, but I'll be honest, I know that all my thoughts are not independent thoughts, because you are influenced. There's no way that you can avoid being influenced by your friends, by your family, by what you watch on the news, what you read in the paper. I mean, that's how the media has changed the look of this culture. We mentioned earlier that the AP, the Associated Press, is going to bring the words illegal immigrant out of their style book, which means you won't be reading that in the newspaper anymore. That's how you get to accept.
Right. Their editorial position.
Right, and that's how the culture starts to accept that position, because they don't see it anymore, so it's out of their heads. And it really is kind of scary how much control the media has, whether you want to admit that it does or not. It has a lot of control.
Yeah, it does. A lot of influence. So my job here is to have some fun with you, but to get you to think a little bit here and there. And you know that my, if I have a prejudice, and I do, I am very prejudiced when it comes to the news media. I think that they're incredibly warped, and the objectivism that used to be when I was a kid around, and even when I started, even when you and I worked in the newsroom, Roberta, you didn't have this kind of stuff going on. You didn't have this subjective thinking. It just wasn't there. Mm-hmm. But it is not that way. I'm happy to have you think a little bit. How about we think about something else for a minute? Everybody ready to think about your teeth? Your teeth. Smile for the camera, Roberta, please. All right. How about you, Richie? You want to smile for the camera?
Jeez.
All right. Jennifer, you smile for the camera as
I'm
well.
I'm going to do a better job than Rich. Cheese.
Cheese. All right. If you don't have white teeth, think about how people perceive you. Are you, when you're moving around, you're moving and grooving, maybe you're trying to get a new job, maybe you're trying to move up in the ranks of your company, and maybe you're trying to move up in the ranks of the kind of women or men that you're attracted to. Who do you see? What do they see in you? If you have yellow, messy, ugly teeth, you're not going to get very far. It just is. That's the way you are. People judge you on your appearance. And if your teeth don't look good, and if you're not doing a good job of taking care of them, perhaps you ought to give some thought for a moment or two to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the clinically proven teeth whitening system that actually removes, doesn't cover them up, it removes stains from your teeth in just 5 minutes. A brighter smile. Clinical studies show on the average, your teeth will show 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes. Use it for a week, 6 shades whiter. Power Swabs uses the naturally derived tooth detergent that comes from coconut oil. Works on natural teeth as well as bonding veneers, caps, and crowns. Here's the number to call. I know you're moved to do this right now, and you can try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 800-865-7602. That's how you have to get started. 800-865-7602. Call today and learn how to save 50% off the retail price. Just use my name, Doug Steffen. Power Swabs. Make your teeth white and fun again. You'll be happy to look. You won't keep your mouth closed all the time. Oh, you'll smile and be happy about it. Risk-free trial, 800-867-4089.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are, because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where do you learn so much? much about money.
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. From the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. Shouldn't your hotel rewards be instant, too? At America's Best Value Inn, there's no waiting. Join our value club and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
13 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Angelina Jolie was in the news this week.
Yeah, what she doing now?
She opened an all-girls school in a small village outside of Kabul.
Kabul.
Between 200 and 300 students enrolled in the school. Very high refugee population in this area. She has decided that she wanted to help, and so she's dedicating some of the money that she's making from her style jewelry collection. Money's going into a foundation that helps children of conflict. So is that the good... People were
criticizing
her.
Think about how cool that is. You know, I sometimes think that she does a lot publicly for the attention. But you know what?
Yes.
How cool is it that in Iraq, you can now have an all-girls school?
Mm-hmm.
What, I mean, would that have happened?
Afghanistan.
Oh, in Kabul, you said Afghanistan. Okay,
but
so whatever.
Done the same thing in Iraq.
Yeah, even, even more so then.
You know,
Afghanistan.
Think about that. Yeah. And if it makes you, if that gives you any little twinge of feeling better about the war that we went to and that we did over there, that's the little piece that should make you feel better because girls were not getting educated.
So let me bring it around to what I was talking about a few minutes ago and being critical of the news media. The fact that she lost or was wearing a gold band, suggesting that she may have gotten married already to Brad Pitt, got more ink than did her starting this school in Afghanistan.
Yeah, that's
so
kind
what's
of stinky.
Appropriate or inappropriate, or is this maybe adding fuel to the conversation that I was trying to get you
it's
to focus
pretty
on?
Pretty typical, though, isn't it? Yeah, not a big
of
surprise.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, how much time do we spend on Amy Poehler dating some guy who's a comedian or Halle Berry punching some paparazzi this week? Apparently she got
close to somebody
at TMZ.
That's just an awesome story, though.
I'm addicted to the story right
now.
I'm addicted to the story right now about the activist hackers who hacked into the North Korean's Twitter account and posted a picture of Kim Jong-un as a pig.
Really?
On his Twitter account. Yeah, with a Mickey Mouse tattoo on his chest.
Big bad pig.
It's hysterical.
Big bad pig. Who's afraid of the big bad pig?
It's so hard to take that guy seriously, yet he scares you. He does. He's a little pig.
He's a little twerp.
He's got control of the button.
No, he doesn't. The generals have the guys with the big hats have control of the button. He doesn't have any control.
You can't reach the button.
You can't reach the button.
Can't even reach the button. You're right about that.
The button.
All right.
The button.
Little travel news here. For those of you who fly on Delta, Richie thinks I get too technical sometimes talking about the various types of planes. But if you're flying on a 737 and you fly Delta, they have about 140 of these 737s. They are reconfiguring the planes to put in smaller toilets so they can get in four extra seats in economy. So you thought you had a hard time getting into the toilet in most planes heretofore. They've cut out 14 inches on one side, 4 inches on another side, because they can now, especially in the new 737, the 900s, get an extra four seats.
Excuse me, sir. I'm going to go to the bathroom on your seat where the bathroom used to be, if you don't mind.
All right. 51 after.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Richie say, don't tell me you're dropping Night Ranger on me.
This is giving my brain a flashback that it hasn't had in quite a long time.
Sorry,
it
hurts. Your brain can use all the exercises you can get.
Oh, it's painful. Night
Secret
Ranger.
Of my success from the movie of the same name, Michael J. Fox movie, number one during this week in 1987. And Night Ranger responsible for the music. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Let's spend a minute talking about Roger Ebert. I think that you probably would like to. I think we've got a lot of info. DougSteffen.com has a lot of info, as do a lot of other newspapers, and there'll be magazine stories about him. So, as you've been with me for 20 years, and we were influenced, all of us, by Roger Ebert and Gene Siskel, what comes into your mind as you think about this, other than the end of an era, Chucker?
Well, the first memory I have was, when I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and in 1978, I remember turning on Picture Tube television on PBS and watching his first show with Gene Siskel, which was Sneak Previews.
Yep.
I always remember their review. The first review I always remember them doing was of John Carpenter's 1970 horror film Halloween, calling it an instant classic. And I thought these two guys sitting in a balcony on my television when I was 13 years old, I thought it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. And I was a big fan from the get-go. The minute I saw the two, their show was later syndicated, called At the Movies, which lasted for, I believe, somewhat 20 years. And for me, it was must-see television week to week. Ebert's voice was still, the man was tremendously respected in the business, from every blog writer to major critic in the business. He was really the king of all critics that sat on the throne. Even up until his passing, his voice was still very loud and very bright. And the guy was, you have to say, an eternal optimist. If you look at his battle with cancer, it was almost superhuman what the man went through in the last 7 or 8 years, and very few people could stay as positive as he did.
Well, the day before he died, he said he was going to take a brief break and would be back soon.
Yeah, I mean, Martin's the director of the documentary Who Dreams, and Martin Scorsese, are currently working on a documentary on his life. It's based on his memoirs. So that's a really positive thing. And you know, him and Gene Siskel had tremendous chemistry. And you know, I was very sad when I heard, because I read the press release 2 days ago that he was going to, you know, go lighter on his workload, and to hear that he passed away, to me, it was very, very surprising. I have to be honest, I had trouble sleeping last night. It felt very bad.
Yeah. Well, he certainly, it was kind of strange. One day he says, I'm going to cut back my workload. The next day, the guy's dead.
Yeah.
It's always a story.
Which is always not surprising, because sometimes that's the way it is. For some reason, I guess these guys, you know, fight hard, but the cancer finally got him. But it's certainly a loss in the business. And, you know, we have so many, you know, newspaper reviews have pretty much gone the way of the wayside, and everything's pretty much the internet and blogosphere. And there's so much hyperbole and negativity on the internet, and so many reviewers just kill and crush movies for this, almost for self-satisfaction. Ebert wanted to like movies. He loved the business, and he liked to like movies. He didn't want to knock them, and he was very fair. I liked his reviews, and I always read him first. That's really the truth.
Certainly, a lot of people I will miss thinking him. About him this week. Yeah,
you know, I didn't even think about that until now, Chucker. The whole business of movie reviewing, there is no business of movie reviewing anymore. It's all bloggers.
Well, it's all bloggers. It's all bloggers.
Yeah.
Just about.
All right, what's coming out this weekend, Chuck, that we'll be interested in?
Two films, a horror film, Evil Dead, which is a remake of the Sam Raimi film from 20 years ago. Getting pretty good reviews, tracking very well at a $22 million opening weekend. The only other major release would be the re-release of Jurassic Park in 3D, which I think I'm going to take my daughter to see tonight. The only two films they've done re-releases in 3 with Star Wars, Phantom Menace, and Titanic.
All right, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Sometimes I think you're yanking our chain when you talk about your daughter going to horror movies or other things. Your daughter is what, 6 now or 7? How old is she?
7 years old.
7. You don't think seriously she'd be scared out of her pants watching those creatures in 3D?
No, I think she'll be okay.
Really?
She lives with Chuck.
I guess
you know the greatest.
That's a horror film in itself.
The greatest movie going experience I ever had in a movie theater was in 1993, the original Jurassic Park, at the Ziegfeld Theater in Manhattan, which seats 1,200 people. To hear 1,200 screaming people, T-Rex ripped the lawyer off the toilet.
Twisted.
It was absolutely amazing.
That is how twisted.
During the World Series.
Okay. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.